On this show, you'll find inspiration, motivation, and advice from experts, as well as valuable tips on how to get started or improve your business. Let's dive into how you can begin and grow your wisdom business. Inspiring others looks different for everyone. How will you inspire?
Welcome to the Wise Dame podcast. And today we're chatting with Tanya Abdul-Jalil. And Tanya, welcome. I am so looking forward to learning more about what you do.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Awesome. So I understand, and I love, you know, we have a little survey when we take bookings and so forth for our podcast. And I love your serial career changer. Like, I just love your answer to that about how you got into this. So do fill us in. What are all these careers that you've had prior, and then how did you get into what you do now?
So I do call myself a serial career changer. I started my career as a teacher back in 2000s. 2003, I think it was. And I taught for a few years, but basically I had a bit of a burnout. So I was doing my master's degree. I had a full-time classroom. It was really quite stressful. So I had what I call my quarter-life crisis. Yep. When I was around the 25, but it was a really good time to change careers too, because I didn't have kids, I didn't have a mortgage, I didn't have all the things that would normally stop me from leaving my career.
Yeah.
From there, I went into skilled migration. So I worked with a skills assessing authority for 12 years.
Wow.
And then I had my second crisis. So after my son was born, he had a lot of health issues. So I had to leave corporate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was probably the worst time then to change careers, because we just bought a house. I had a one-year-old child. I had the other two at kinder and school and childcare and everything. But it had to be done. So when I went back to work after maternity leave, there was a lot of changes in the organisation, and I was kind of not pushed out, but pushed to the side. And, you know, they did a restructure when I was away. So things changed quite significantly when I was there, and, you know, everything just piled up. So I decided to go freelance. After that, I worked from home for a little bit for the same organisation, and then I moved into my freelance writing career. So when I first left the corporate world, I was like, I'm going to help mums making career change, because that's exactly what I was doing. So I was a mum making a career change. I know, I've done this. I know what to do. And I had quite a bit of sort of management experience with HR and, you know, helping people find jobs and reading resumes and applications and all that stuff. So I thought I could do that as a career, you know, help mums make a career change. But I quite quickly realised that mums who were making a career change don't have a lot of funds to invest in resume writing and application writing and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But also it didn't light me up.
Right.
It was, yeah. You know, it was my thing when I was doing it. It was like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm making a career change and this is exciting. But I wasn't really passionate about helping other people to make that same shift.
Yes.
But through that, I've met a lot of copywriters and started helping out some other friends with their copywriting. And, you know, someone said to me, like, you should stop calling yourself, you know, a business admin. Or I think I'm calling myself a virtual assistant. Something like, you're not a virtual assistant. You are a copywriter.
Yes.
You got to own it. So I did some copywriting for a while. I called my business Your Business Wife.
Yes.
And I love that. Which, look, I loved it too. But it was confusing because people thought that I was a VA.
Yeah.
And it was right on the cusp of that time, the Me Too movement.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't want to be anyone's wife. Yeah. I don't want to be anyone's wife. I need a wife. That's what I, you know.
Yeah.
I'm already someone else's wife. I don't need to be another wife. So there was a bit of confusion around the name. So I changed it again.
Yeah.
And kind of, it's just kind of evolved from there. So what I found was when I'm working with, I work with a lot of educators and coaches and course creators to make, you know, I was doing a lot of website writing. But what I'm finding is people are coming to me saying, I want you to write my website for me. I need a website. I need some blogs. And I say, okay, well, what's your tone of voice? Who's your audience? Who are you speaking to? What's your vision and mission? You know, tell me about your brand. And they go, I don't know. Who I am. I don't know who I am. So it was, there's just a lot of back and forth and wasting time. And, you know, people really need to go on that self-discovery kind of journey to find out who they are and what they do before they write their website and before they start investing a lot of money into their content. And so it, you know, and I'd help them through that whole process. I'm like, this is what lights me up.
Yeah.
I love helping people tell their stories. I love helping people find their thing. Yeah. You know, everyone's got that one, you know, thing that they just, it's their magic. And helping them to find that.
Yeah.
It lights them up. And I'd so much rather talk to someone and go, you know, you are fantastic at doing this thing. You're fantastic at, you know, whether they're a course creator or a coach, whatever. And but helping them see that within themselves too.
Yeah.
Because they come to me and they're like, oh, I'm just a coach. I'm just a life coach. I'm just a mum coach. I'm just a fitness coach, whatever. I'm like, no, you are fantastic at, you know, whatever it is that they do. Yeah. And that's the thing that makes me go, oh my God, you know, this is what I love doing. I love helping people to tell their story. So it's been a long journey. It's been a bit of a roundabout journey to get to here. Yeah. But I finally brought together kind of, you know, the education and the training and the, you know, the stories and the copywriting and everything to do this brand strategy, which just, you know, it is magic. Like when you're trying to explain, you know, how do you help people to find their messaging or find the story? There is a little bit of magic in there. But it's so much fun. It's the best. Best job in the world.
It's the best thing. And you know what? It's so fitting, especially because we've got a we run events, you know, Wisdome events, and one that we've got going in June. It's actually all about showing up, and it's all about, you know, understanding what it is that you want to share with people, but also, you know, showing up, like your face, showing your face, because a lot of people are scared to do that. But next to that is really understanding what your core message is and understanding why that's your message. And once you, like you said, once they're aware of what their message is, their genius zone is, and what lights them up, it just becomes this huge radiance around them. Like it's just like they become a magnet, because people are like, okay, they're understanding, like they get me, you know, in the sense of being able to share their message across, and they're more confident with sharing their message as well. So I love what you do, because so many people, like you said, will sit there and I don't know what my mission is, or I don't know what my vision or the voice is or anything like that. So it's actually really nice that you actually do that sort of work with people in this world of where there's a lot of noise. So being concise and actually having that message right is so, so important. And it also just helps, I think, them personally as well, really take ownership in a sense of what their real message is when you help them along. What was the biggest challenge that you came across when you were building this up? Because obviously going from one to another, to another, to another, obviously you've built up your skills and built up your network very likely of people that you have. But what was the biggest challenge you had actually just sort of putting yourself out there as the coach to come to share their message or discover their message?
I think it all comes down, it, like, you know, it doesn't matter how much you've done in your career, that imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
And overcoming that, you know, who am I to be talking about this stuff?
Yeah.
You know, I can look out and see, you know, 50 million really good brand strategists and personal brand coaches and people that, you know, they've got it all together.
Yeah.
You know, Why would someone come to me? So overcoming that mindset of, you know, someone out there needs to hear what I have to say.
Yeah.
And someone out there is not their ideal client, they're my ideal client. And someone out there, you know, they've shopped around, they've done all the, you know, they've tried all the other brand strategists, and but they need me. And having that confidence that I'm the one to serve that person and I'm the one who can deliver that service for them. You know, that's kind of my first step to overcoming my own imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
But there's also, it's a lot of, you got to walk the talk too.
Yeah.
You know, I can't go out there and say, you know, but it's all in your head. Your head is the biggest challenge, I think, getting out of your own head and getting out of your own way.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't even know where I was going with that about getting out of your head, but
it's like practicing what you preach, isn't it? It is practicing what you preach. Like I can imagine with the challenges that you've come across, these are the same challenges that you're coaching, you know, for. So it's an experience that you've gone through, obviously. But yeah, we were talking about what challenges you've come across to actually push, you know, and build up your own like trust out there.
Yeah. And I mean, it is exactly, you know, I'm going through what my clients are going through.
Yeah.
You know, I've had the rebrand, I've had the shifting messages and all of that. Yeah. But I think the biggest challenge is just getting out of your own way.
And it's the norm, isn't it? I think we all get in our own way. And I think no matter which phase you're at, and if you're, you know, planning on trying something new or different, whatever, there's always going to be that second question or whatever that's in your head. Should I do this or how should I do this and so forth? But having a coach, you know, there that can help you streamline is so, so beneficial. And, you know, obviously doing what you do would help a lot of people sort of understand where they're going.
And it's also when you work for yourself or you have a personal brand or you're a coach or course creator, whatever you are, there's no one pushing you to do things. You know, you don't have a boss looking over your shoulder. You don't have someone saying, you know, you must rebrand or you must fix your website or you must do all these things. It has to come from within.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that accountability and you don't have someone say, you know, you haven't done your website yet or you haven't done your, you know, that email sequence you said you were going to do last week, you know, having that self-motivation, that self-drive, that's a huge challenge. So I think just having that, you know, seeing people make that shift in, you know, who am I to do this to, oh, my God, I am doing this and I'm going to be awesome, awesome at it. That's the win.
That's awesome. And like you said, you know, you help people tell their stories as well. So the true stories, the real stories, and they're transparent. That's what captures people because people can see, you know, if it's not a real story and her story is a real one and the message that she has to stand out, you know, she doesn't have to be one of the crowd. You know, that's an amazing, you know, feat for her. And helping her get to that point too is I'm sure a good pat on your back that you deserve for doing that sort of work. Now with, you know, with what you do, do you have any, you know, sort of ideas? Will you evolve from here or do you work one-on-one? You know, how do you work with your clients?
So I find I have a mix of clients. So some want kind of the VIP package. They're like, I'll come to you, Tanya. I'll tell you about my brand and my, you know, what I do, and you write all the brand messaging and the stories and the content and the website. And do it all for me. They're busy. They're busy building their coaching business or their course creation stuff. Like, I want someone to just take control of this and do it all for me. And on the flip side, you have, you know, very dedicated personal brands who they want that control over their branding and their messaging. And it's really hard sometimes to write other people's personal brand content for them because it's so close to their heart. And I also have a 10-week, what I call the Brand Wayfinder coaching program. So basically what I do is take people through a 10-week process of there's a lot of self-discovery, you know, who am I, why am I here, what's my vision and mission stuff, but also getting them that real hands-on, you know, let's get you visible. Let's write your About Me page. Let's write those bios that, you know, you can share everywhere. Let's fix up your LinkedIn profile. Let's get an actual plan. You know, whether they want to go for awards or whether they want to start a speaking career or whether they want to be on podcasts or in the, you know, on the news or write a book, whatever it is that they want to do, have an actual strategy for not only fixing the messaging but actually getting their message out in the world. So it's quite a hands-on sort of process with them, but it's really valuable for them to actually do that work themselves. You know, and I'm just kind of there to guide them through, you know, okay, now we work on this. And that's where that accountability stuff comes in too. Because these people know, you know, they know exactly what they need to do, but they need someone to walk them through a process and make sure it happens. You know, we've all had these things on our list for, you know, 3 or 4 years, you know, this year I'm going to be on the media, this year I'm going to get on the news, this year I'm going to, you know, to actually make it happen within 10 weeks that you've got a strategy and a plan to say, you know, in 10 weeks' time, by the middle of the year or whenever, going to be able to confidently apply for, you know, speaking gigs because I've got my media kit ready and my About Me page and I've had my professional photo shoot and all that stuff, all the little bits and pieces that we need to organise. So, I mean, it's really a bit depends on the person, how they like to work. Some people prefer just a couple of coaching sessions. Some people just want to work on their messaging because they've got all the other stuff sorted. Mm-hmm. Other people need every single box to be ticked.
I guess everyone learns differently, don't they? There's just so many different ways of doing it. And you mentioned earlier before we started recording that, so you do this program and you're also going to run it, you know, like evergreen. And so if you're going to be doing that, do you record yourself, you know, just to help our audience understand that, you know, there's so many different ways to grab a piece of asset that you've just created and change that into something else. So that's obviously what you're going to do, which is awesome because, you know, that helps with business. So capturing what you've done with your program, what will you do to evolve that program into an evergreen offer for your members?
It's pretty much, you know, once the content's there and it's all pre-recorded, then it's just a matter of people going through the process. I would imagine, like, there's still that need for that bit of hands-on. Like, I don't think any course is ever passive in a sense. Yeah. Like, people still need to see you and they still want that feedback. Having those options to have a, a coaching call or having Q&A sessions and co-working sessions, that kind of thing. I don't think anything will ever be completely I don't think anything is that successful if it's completely hands-off and passive. I have a Facebook group as well where it's very much that interactive. I'm doing this thing and I need help with this bit, having that space where people can ask those questions from people who understand and people who are going through the journeys at the same time.
And that's why I was asking you, because I think, and the reason I asked you, because I know your background, you know, with education, and you understand that whole interaction requirement. It can't just be that passive learning where you just leave it to them, you know, whoever's learning. There is that drip fed sort of process you can do when you have courses or challenges, whatever it is. But when you're sort of providing information for people to take, there is a check-in element, isn't there? There's that engagement element that's needed, you know, I think with, you know, whoever's teaching them the content. And what is, my next question is, what's the next thing that you can see yourself doing with your business and sharing your knowledge?
What I'd really like to do, I feel like I've jumped around so much in the last 6 years or so, and especially the last 3 years, it's just been so tumultuous with everything that's going on in the world. I really want a kind of boring business for a while. I really want to sink into this brand strategy and the brand coaching. And I feel it's almost like coming home.
Yeah.
You know, like I've tried all the different things. I've had my gap years and whatever.
Yeah.
Now I just want to be here for a while and just really sink my teeth into it, get to know my processes and get to know my people and really grow from this really solid base that I've got now.
It's awesome.
You know, and whether that's, I mean, you know, last year I was like, I want to do more speaking. I want to speak at all these conferences and stuff. Mm. And then I spoke at a conference and it was so draining. It was fabulous. Yeah. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
But it was the travel and being away from the family and, you know, it wasn't as glossy and amazing. I mean, people make it look really fun.
Yeah.
But it really, you know, for your half an hour on stage, you have all these weeks and weeks and weeks of preparation plus the travel and being away from your family. And I don't know that the rewards stacked up to the, you know, the costs.
I know
for,
what
you mean. For speaking.
But
certainly, I mean, a lot, you know, getting my message out there. You know, I'm starting a YouTube channel and I've got a friend of mine that we're doing a YouTube series together as well, which is really fun. So, you know, stuff like that, stuff I can do from my pajamas at home. just really sinking into what I'm doing. And, you know, I don't feel that, you know, urge to go and chase shiny objects at the moment.
Yeah.
Which is really nice because I'm a serial shiny object chaser. I'm just enjoying learning as much as I can around this new business and building it up because it really feels like me and it feels like, I don't need to go and be something else at the moment.
Yeah. And you're learning so much about other people as well. Like it's not boring, that's for sure, because you're constantly discovering, stories about other people. This is why I do, the Wise Zone podcast, because I just love hearing other people's stories. So, and that's awesome.
Yeah, and there's no limit to that too.
No, there isn't, is there? And you know what? Every conversation you have will spark off an idea or questions or whatever it is in yourself. And I love that. I think that's fantastic. I think it's a gift that we get sometimes for doing what we do. I think it's just so nice to just learn more about other people out there. You just never judge a book by its cover. You just don't know who a person's going to be like or what they do or their background or anything like that. So, I love that although I get to do that quite often. So I'm sure you do love that component as well. I love asking my guests this question, which is, what legacy are you looking to leave?
I've done a lot of deep kind of work on this lately, so I have the answer all prepared for you. I believe education is the key to changing the world. You know, it's the key to world peace. It's, if you want to go to that kind of global stuff, sustainability, climate change, world peace, all of that comes down to education.
Yep.
And I really believe the work that I'm doing is helping people to educate other people. And every single, it sounds really simple, but, even if you're running a bookkeeping course, the student that comes into your bookkeeping course will be transformed by your course. Yep. They can start a whole new career. They can work from home. They can support their families. They may be breaking a whole generational chain of, poverty or, inequality or whatever. You don't know the transformation that you're making in those people's lives. But even a small, even if you're teaching them social media management or you're, a life coach or whatever you might be doing, even a fitness coach, you're transforming that person's life and you, by ripple effect, you're changing the life of their families and their friends and everyone who comes in contact with them.
Yeah.
Their life, technically, if you're doing your job well, their life should never be the same after they've done your course.
Yeah.
Or gone through your coaching. They should be transformed in some way and go out in the world a new person because of your impact. And knowing that I'm giving someone that confidence to go and make that transformation out of other people, I hope that's my legacy.
No, I love that. I truly, truly love that. You're a woman after my own heart because that's something that I'm passionate about as well. Creating the tool that we've created. But thank you so much for your time, Tanya, today. You've been absolutely amazing to chat to. And I'd love to know, do you have an offer that you'd like to share with our audience today?
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a blast. I am running a 5-day, I'm calling it your 5-day Find Your North Star Challenge. And it's basically a 5-day email challenge for people who are coaches or course creators or innovators who really want to revisit what's their purpose in their business. So whether they've been in business for 5 minutes or 10 years or whatever it is, getting back to that core of who you are and what you do and who you serve. And most importantly, taking that and having an action plan for how am I going to communicate this with the world? I'm doing a live round soon. I'm going to be running a few live rounds before the end of the year, but you can sign up anytime. So it's a great little challenge. It'll just arrive in your email inbox every day. Shouldn't take more than 20 minutes or so with some really nice, easy actions just to get people kind of falling in love with their business again, finding their purpose and finding North Star.
Reminder. Well, thank you so much again, like I said before, Tanya, for your time. You've been amazing to chat to. All the details of Tanya's offer will be in our podcast summary below. Be sure to click on the link and don't forget to subscribe to the Wise Zone podcast. And again, Tanya, thank you so, so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me. It's been great to be here.
thanking our sponsors today and every episode that we do go live with, Wisdome and the Wisdom on Wisdome events. Be sure to check out details in our summary below. Wisdome is our learning and content management platform for anyone who is sharing their content online through memberships, courses, challenges, creating a community and engaging with their members. All details, like I said, are below in our summary.
Thanks for listening to the Wisdome podcast. If you enjoyed and have been inspired by this episode and you'd like to support the podcast, do subscribe and please share it with others. Post about us on social media or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, Nikki Kelly, you can follow me on Instagram at Wisdome Podcast, WISEDOME Podcast. I'm Nikki Kelly. Thanks again, and we'll catch up next time. Thank you.